When that one more bitch.
Don't tell Linda Donovan I said that.
Linda Donovan. Yeah.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court meeting for Tuesday, October 18, 2022. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by the invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. Easy for me to say. If you feel led to rise.
Dear God, we pause now and thank you for all the many wonderful blessings that you bestowed upon us. We ask that you be with us as we conduct this meeting and make sure we do it in accordance of your will. We thank you for this beautiful day. We ask that you be with each of us and our employees as they go about their daily duties, keep them safe, and bring them home to their families tonight. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order. Item A, under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Gift of Life 2022 Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by everyone. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. And so if the representatives of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life would like to come up, I have this proclamation. And it give you time to come up to the podium with all the witches.
Don't be scared.
Good witches.
Well.
This proclamation reads, whereas September and October are National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, with campaigns established to heighten information on the risk and symptoms of these diseases, to advance early detection and intervention, and whereas ovarian cancer is known as a silent disease due to its vague symptoms that make it difficult to discover until late in stages with a devastating prognosis. Whereas breast cancer is the most common cancer among American women, except for skin cancers, and approximately 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer during her lifetime. And whereas this year it is estimated that more than 310,000 women will be diagnosed with either breast or ovarian cancer, and nearly 57,000 women will die from these diseases in the United States. And whereas it is imperative that Southeast Texans are educated about breast cancer and the availability of free mammograms for women who cannot afford health insurance through the Gift of Life Women's Breast Health and Cancer Prevention Program. And whereas the Gift of Life annually provides thousands of breast cancer screenings and diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and biopsies with access to cancer treatment to medically underserved Southeast Texas women. And whereas Gift of Life has helped to extend and save the lives of 275 women whose breast cancer was detected through its free critical services, and to heighten awareness of these diseases and raise funds for its provision of cancer prevention and educational outreach, Gift of Life will host the 12th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Monster Dash in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 29, 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim Tuesday, October 18th, as Gift of Life, Breast Cancer, and Ovarian Awareness Day in Jefferson County, and we urge all women in our community to pursue preventative health practices and other early detection efforts. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court, and we're proud to do so. Ms. Sampson?
Thank you so much, and on behalf of the Gift of Life
and our wonderful epileptic group of individuals and ambassadors that are with us today. We want to say thank you for the opportunity to share our important life-saving message, which is always about, as you said, Judge, early detection is the best protection. And with our life-saving free screenings that are provided to women throughout Southeast Texas, particularly Jefferson County, this year we'll be able to provide more than 1,500 free screening mammograms.
Hold on one second, Ms. Sampson. Maybe, I don't think your microphone's on.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Now I'm really loud. Anyway, just wanted to say that with the support of the commissioners, the individuals and businesses, our sustainable program is made possible with your generosity, your volunteer efforts, and your support of our initiatives throughout Southeast Texas. And this year, as we said, we'll be providing these free breast cancer screenings to women who can't afford health insurance. And those are women that many of our clients are simply have part-time jobs and don't have health insurance that's provided with that, or they simply don't have the insurance that's affordable through their companies. And so this lifeline to these basic screenings are made possible again through your support, as well as our Monster Dash, our Julie Richardson Proctor 5K ribbon run that we host this 12th year. And that was about awareness. So it is a fundraiser, but it's also fun. And it's about inviting families and friends and everyone to dress up in costume, enjoy our candy stations and entertainment along this 5K, and be part of this family of ours to celebrate survivorship and, importantly, enhance the awareness of the risk and symptoms associated with breast and ovarian cancer. The memory of Julie Proctor was the reason for this run, because she had died and succumbed to ovarian cancer. It's known as the silent disease, as Judge mentioned, and many women just simply they don't understand the symptoms, and we just sort of pass it off as some of our normal monthly problems that we have. And often when we have done this run, we have come back where women have come back to us and said, I saw your signs, I read your literature, that voice in my head told me to go see my doctor, and I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So this platform, this outreach is certainly about fundraising, but importantly, it's to share our services so women who need them will sign up for them. And again, we can help other people be good stewards of their health, because we want to advance health and wellness for all Jefferson County citizens. And with me today, if I could just take a moment to introduce everyone that's with me, I've got our dynamic duo who have been leaders in our initiatives. Joe has been there, Mr. Domino has worked at our screenings, has volunteered and greeted the men one-on-one to make sure for our other programs that they feel compassion and love for our program. Happy to have Joe Domino with me. With him is his wife, Linda Domino, who is our incredible interim president of the Gift of Life. She has been here with us in all of our initiatives for more than 20 years. I also have Cardella Lyons with Baptist Hospitals. Many of you probably know her. She serves on innumerable committees. She advances, again, health and wellness. She's part of our men's program and our women's program, because we really wouldn't be able to provide the provision of services without our medical partners. And that's been thrust forward because of Baptist Hospitals of Southeast Texas, newly added Riceland Diagnostic Health, and so many physicians in the Beaumont and the Baptist Residency Program that is there. They're donating their time and providing on-site consultations for men and through our women's program as well. So we're appreciative for Cardella to be with us. And then, oh, y'all come forward. Dora Nisby, our officer for the board for the Gift of Life, as well as breast cancer survivor Diana Marks, who is one of our coaches for our Active Living program. That's a phenomenal free program for anyone that survived cancer, and she will help you get on the path of nutrition, active living, and it's truly one of those camaraderie opportunities. And we're so grateful that Diane's with us today. What? You're come back up here. You're so small. We can't see you. Okay, and then hiding in the back, which she always tries to, but we never let her, is Ernestine Anderson. She is a true example of someone who pays it forward. Ernestine's one of our breast cancer clients, and once helping her through that journey and taking care of her medical services, she is here with us, whatever we're doing, to pay it forward and to also spread the word of early detection. So Ernestine, thank you. Thank you for being here with us. And then the positive Wicked Witches are these are the Wiggins sisters, a portion of them, and maybe you've seen them on social media. They have been in bathtubs, they've locked up people, they have been all over Southeast Texas helping again just spread the message about our 5K ribbon run, and we're so grateful that they have added such a fun addition to our run. And so anyone that would like to be with us, please lace up to save lives.
Yes, I do.
I don't have Regina telling me. Now I've got Dora. She's like, don't forget. So anyway, we invite you to lace up, be with us on October the 29th. For anyone who's a breast, ovarian, or gynecological cancer survivor, they're our guest. They're free. So we have gifts and wonderful opportunities for them to be part of our breast cancer support group, the ALAC, as well as just be our guest. Whether you want to saunter or run on the course, you can be with all of us. There's a stage for any of us that are drinking coffee and eating donuts and kind of walking. So we encourage you to be part of this. Again, we want to say thank you for being there, for supporting us. Part of the additions to this year's event, we have the Wellness Village, where we have about 18 different booths of health-related information. We want people to walk away feeling empowered by this. And this year, we're going to have a costume contest. So, Judge, you can too. Dress up, maybe not like this, but you can be there and compete. I'm sure each one of you has a costume that you can wear, all of y'all. So you can be our guest and just come in costume. So we'll have that, and we also have a Harvest of Heroes celebration at 8 o'clock to celebrate survivorship and recognize the many people that have sponsored and supported our initiative.
And so, the run actually starts at what time is
it? It's at 9 o'clock, so plenty of time for everybody to get things together. We will have snacks and candy and fun giveaways on the course, so if you didn't get your breakfast, you'll have a chance to have it on the walk with us. And again, you can bring your pets, your families, and everyone. Dress up in costume, and please join us to say boo to breast and ovarian cancer. So do we have a moment if anyone else would like to also add a comment?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Judge and Commissioners. We appreciate your time and mostly your support. And I bring gratitude and love from our dear Regina, who's out of town today. And she said to please express her thanks to you and her love and her appreciation along with ours. And we won't take up any more of your time since Norma covered everything.
Well, thank you for bringing most of the Hocus Pocus sisters with you.
I do have, Regina did ask me to please, thank you. So knowing how Regina is, she sent something and wanted me to share it with you because, as you know, this means so much to her to be here. And had it not been for a particular funeral that she had to attend, a memorial service, she would have been here. So on behalf of Regina Rogers, this is the first time in many years that I've been unable to be present in the Commissioner's Court for a proclamation recognizing Breast and Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month and our life-saving efforts to thank you personally for your endorsement and your generous support that's helped us impact thousands of lives. Unfortunately, she's traveling today out-of-town memorial services for a really very dear friend. Me, Executive Norma Sampson, and Linda Domino and others will convey our gratitude in a very meaningful way, but she wanted you to know from the bottom of her heart how much each of you is appreciated and loved. She looks forward to big hugs. She didn't say this, but the costume contest joke that she missed, and she'll be back and see you on the Monster Dash October the 29th. So thank you for again for allowing us to share our pamphlets of our information. Please ask anyone to give us a call. We want to be able to further our services to women throughout Southeast Texas, particularly Jefferson County, and help those that really don't have the help that they need through their health insurance. So thank you again from all of us and to everyone for this opportunity to share a message.
Judge, I would be remiss if I wouldn't say this, and I know Regina is not here, but it shows the spirit of the community, all walks of our community, and you're here, and you put the good word out because it goes out to a great number of individuals that have needs. The young lady that was on television the other night, I want to compliment you guys. It was an excellent commercial.
Thank you.
And I want to make sure that the word goes out that this is a diamond in the rough for Jefferson County. And, of course, I can speak for this court on this one. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Commissioner Alford. And really, we wouldn't be sustainable if it weren't for the commissioners and for the support. Our local nonprofit, as you know, doesn't have any national initiatives that brings money to us. So it's through the blessings of individuals and yourselves that make it sustainable for us to save lives in Southeast Texas.
Thank you all so very much. We'll give you a moment to leave the courtroom unless you'd like to stay. Yes, you're more than welcome to take a picture. You're welcome to. Careful going up the stairs.
Whoa. What did you say?
I don't know if I want these people to have me.
Don't be scared.
We just cast the little
bell. Oh, I'll take that.
Here we go.
No, I don't think you.
Come on. Okay, moving to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item C is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County pursuant to 262 Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326 with Tetra Tech. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for an RFP for janitorial services for Jefferson County for a fourth one-year renewal with Southeast Texas Building Services, Inc. from November 19, 2022 to November 18, 2023. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with the Facility Gateway Corporation for uninterruptible power supply, service, and maintenance for 1 year in the amount of $2,626. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional costs for repairs. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for the jail for additional costs for prisoner transfers in the amount of $5,000. Item C is to consider and approve fiscal year 2022 budget amendment for year-end accruals for payroll in the amount of which relate to $128,563. Item D is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2022 for Jefferson County. Item E
F, G, H, I, and J are to receive and file public defender contracts for the Criminal District Court and the 252nd District Court with Kevin Sicali, Mantellini, Alan Parker, Charles Rojas, Kevin Lane, Marsha Norman, Mike Van Zandt, and Brittany Holmes. And item K is regular county bills, check numbers 499, 799 through 500099. And via addendum, item L is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for freight on a skid steer equipment purchase. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So move. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the county judge to execute a memorandum of lease between Jefferson County and Mid-County Plaza LLC for two of Mid-County Plaza's buildings located at 4665A Jerry Ware Drive and 4665B Jerry Ware Drive. Do I have a motion on that item?
Give us more information on that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
My understanding, it's a instrument document required in order to obtain a mortgage or an equity loan on a leased asset. We did something similar for ACS.
Executive. Is your mic on? I can't hear you, Mr. Rudd.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. We did a similar thing about a year ago for ACS Hangar.
Okay.
They after we executed the lease, they built their lease improvements. They wanted to get their money. I think they invested their own money in the leasehold improvements. So.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two remaining items. B, to receive and file an executed collective bargaining agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association for the period October 1st, 2022. Through September 30th, 2025. Item C is to receive and file an executed 2022 amended agreement between Jefferson County and Tim Richardson for professional services seeking BPD Water Horizon funding. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
By Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, we have one item to receive and file the continuing education transcript for Allison Nathan Getz. Our tax assessor collector has successfully completed the continuing education requirements of section 6.231D of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. By addendum, we have an item for two items for the county clerk. Item A is consider and possibly approve the appointment of supplemental presiding and alternate election judges for the November 8, 2022 general and joint election. Republicans Loretta Collins, Jackson Adams, Josie Johnson III, Martha Taylor, Janet Polk, Jenny Bro, Pamela Traynor Burrell, Linda Brown, Julia Smith, and Janie Ferris, Democrat Cynthia McKenzie. Item B is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Central County Station personnel for the November 8, 2022 general and joint election. Wayne Ozio, Central County Station Manager, Clifton Simino, presiding judge, John Stafford, alternate judge, Jeff Ross, tabulation supervisor, Scott LeBlanc, assistant tabulation supervisor, Haley Fournier, assistant tabulation supervisor. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion.
I got a question. The first one is, I know Commissioner Senegal and I talked Friday, and there was a couple of people named that I don't see on here. Is there a reason their names are not on here? One of them is Ms. Lowe. One of them is Catherine Campbell.
Yeah, they're clerks. These are for judges.
Okay.
Election day judges.
The next question is, are all of the individuals that's on this list residents of Jefferson County?
Yes, as far as I know, they are, yes.
Because I want to make sure, shouldn't they be residents of Jefferson County?
Yes, they have to
be. If they're not residents of Jefferson County, they must be
removed. They will be removed.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Commissioners, anything you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? All right, now's our time of public comment that relates to items on the agenda. If there's anyone online that wishes to make comments, you may unmute your line by pressing star 6. If you're present in the courtroom, you can come to the lectern. If not, I thank each of you for being here, and hope y'all have a great rest of your week, and we are adjourned.
Yes. Can't move over there.
Yeah.